USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
That effort likely to find some resistance. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin has already said he does not support either background check bill. In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroo for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroo sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
No sooner did the coronavirus relief checks begin rolling out from Washington did cyber criminals come up with ways to steal your money. John Clemens reports.
Threat intelligence lead Christopher Dawson, a proof point, explains what typically happens.
We would see an email that has some sort of information or link or an attached document, for example, and folks would click the document because they would think that maybe they needed some information that was in this email, perhaps information about how to get their stimulus check, for example.
Victims are told they must fill out a form over the Internet that divulges private financial information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the Senate has confirmed Dr. Vivek Murthy as President Biden's Surgeon General by a 57-43 vote. Murthy previously served as Surgeon General under President Obama, beginning in 2014, through the beginning of President Trump's administration in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In a Senate judiciary hearing on gun violence Tuesday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz accused Democrats of performing theater over calls for more gun control laws after two mass shootings in the last week. Cruz told Fox News Tuesday evening that the Democratic proposal to ban assault rifles wouldn't have prevented either tragedy. He says a bill that he co-authored in 2013 with Senator Chuck Grassley would have targeted those who tried to buy firearms illegally, but Senate Democrats filibustered it.
It targeted the bad guys that directed the Department of Justice to prosecute felons and fugitives who tried to illegally buy guns. The Democrats in 2013 filibustered Grassley-Cruz. We got 52 votes on the floor of the Senate, a Democratic Senate. 9 Democrats voted for it, so it was the most bipartisan support of any of the comprehensive legislation. And yet Harry Reid and the Democrats, Chuck Schumer and the rest of the liberals filibustered it, demanded 60 votes. It didn't pass. I'll tell you, Sean, if Grassley-Cruz had passed, there's a very good chance Sutherland Springs never would have happened, because the criminal who had committed a felony was ineligible to buy guns. The Obama Air Force never reported his conviction to the background database. And when he tried to illegally buy the gun, his conviction wasn't there. He was allowed to buy the gun, and he murdered those people. If Grassley-Cruz had passed, they would have prosecuted him. They would have put him in jail, and he would have been in a jail cell instead of in that beautiful sanctuary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.